Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
The new hero in the fight against mad cow and chronic wasting disease could very well be the tiny zebrafish. Popular as pets, zebrafish are proving useful in the lab, just like fruit flies and transgenic mice. They produce quickly and their genes are easy to manipulate. Dr. Ted Allison is developing a zebrafish model for use in his work with the Alberta Prion Research Institute.
The main purposes are to try to define the normal role of the prion protein in a healthy brain and compare that to what prion protein is doing in a diseased brain. So because zebrafish have a lot of advantages as a model, we're able to really modify the genes easily. And so we're able to knock down gene expression or make transgenic fish to increase gene expression. It means that we can alter proteins that we expect to be related to prion protein and interact with prion protein.
According to Dr. Ted Allison, a new phenotype has emerged. When prion protein levels are knocked down in zebrafish, their brains fail to develop properly. This phenotype does not persist in mice, and the discovery is an important step towards better understanding prion function. Thanks today to Alberta Ingenuity. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.